Hello, and welcome to The Rainbow Chaser, Colorful Tales from a Struggling Actor. I'm Terry Power, and this is episode 15. Carrying on from our previous episode, I'm going to be talking about the filming of Man on the Moon, the Andy Kaufman story, starring Jim Carrey and Milos Forman. One afternoon during our week of filming Man on the Moon, the Andy Kaufman story, the background actors were on a break between takes. I was drinking a soda at the craft service area, and I just wandered away into one of the gardens nearby. As I was standing there taking in the views, a tall blonde woman, a little bit younger than me, she passed me on the path and smiled, saying a very quiet, "Hi." And then she made her way up the path and into the building. I turned to an older background actor that had just caught up to me on the path and said, "Wow! I can't believe it. That extra is a dead ringer for Cameron Diaz." The woman turned to me and laughed, belting out, "That is Cameron Diaz." At the time, Jim Carrey and Cameron Diaz had been dating maybe a few years prior, and they had broken up. So it really wasn't like in my consciousness that there was any possibility that Cameron Diaz could actually be on the set. And she wasn't filming. She was just there to visit her friend, Jim Carrey, filming his movie. I was really impressed that there she was amongst us, walking around just as any person on the set was that day. She had no bodyguards with her. There was no pomp and circumstance. There were no formalities. She was just there, just supporting her friend, the actor. All the years I was in Hollywood, I was always impressed with actors that didn't act like actors, or celebrities that you almost couldn't even know they were celebrities. You just forgot that they were very famous. Jim Carrey was like that for me. Finally, towards the end of the week, Jim was on the set as Tony Clifton. We needed to film an audience revolt scene against Tony. The story was that Harris Tahoe was running a show that starred Tony Clifton. But the audience all expected that this Tony Clifton character was really the persona performed by Andy Kaufman. They were all huge Andy Kaufman fans, and they had come to see Andy Kaufman perform, even if he was performing as Tony Clifton. So Tony Clifton is this character that is this very rude, loud, awful, singing, lounge entertainer. And he's rude to his audience. He's really disgusting. But the audience would tolerate him, thinking, "Oh, this is Andy Kaufman." So the scene goes on. The audience is putting up with Tony Clifton. And then Andy Kaufman steps on stage. So the audience is excited to see Andy Kaufman. We were filming that as well. And then they get annoyed because Tony Clifton pushes Andy Kaufman off of the stage and then continues to perform for the audience. At this point, the audience revolts against Tony Clifton, screaming and shouting and asking him to get, you know, screaming, "Get off the stage," and etc. So it was a really fun scene to shoot collectively. And we were all, you know, getting into it. But I really felt like it was my opportunity to show my acting muscles. And flex those muscles I did. So I was I was literally going to, I was screaming, I was getting out of my chair, and I caught the attention of Milos Forman. Sure enough, between one of the takes, I watched as they moved the primary camera over to my side and started to focus in on me. At the same time, Tony Clifton, aka Jim, was standing on the stage, and then he started to play in my direction, performing in my direction and improvising his anger while he was trying to perform. Then we went to break. They broke all the background actors were asked to go back to holding, and I went to get up out of my chair and was stopped by the PA, who said, "Can you please stay? We would like to film with you." Well, those are words of that any actor wants to hear when they're filming. So I was like, of course. So I stayed, and they moved the camera right onto me. So it was just me in the frame. And then Jim, as Tony Clifton, came down and was literally standing behind that camera improvising with me. And I got into it. You know, I stood up, I threw my napkin down, I swore at him, I made gestures, he made rude gestures back to me. And we did this take after take after take. I spent a good half hour with Tony Clifton in this moment. And I remember we were so into it that I didn't even recognize when we were stopped filming, and because we just kept going, and then they moved the camera, and then they put it on him. So then the camera was on him, but I was acting for him behind the camera so that we could have this scene together. And we kept the momentum rolling as the cameras rolled. I think it was one of those real magical moments. I felt as though Jim had picked me. I felt like he was giving me an opportunity to shine, and I grabbed it hard and heavy. Then they finally called cut, and I was told to go back to holding. And I felt as if I was just floating off the set. And I went back, and I couldn't even think. I was like, what just happened to me? All my extra friends, they were there, and they were asking me what was going on while I, you know, had stayed. And I told them. I said I was selected to improvise with Jim Carrey as Tony Clifton. And it was just one of those magical moments that I will never forget. I have the deepest respect for Jim Carrey as a method actor since then. I will say that it was a moment that I could only have dreamt of, and it was there. It was fantastic, and I thought that would have been maybe the only time that I had worked with Jim. But interestingly enough, I would meet Jim again. And those encounters, although not on the set filming and acting with him, were also magical moments in which I got to meet one of the greatest actors I think I had any chance to meet in Hollywood.